This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Maybe I'm just in a much better mood because we've got the Shams Charania report from the Pat McAfee show today where he said he expects Darius Garland to play tonight.
Yeah, that'll bring up anybody's vibes. Now, we don't know the status of the other guys. It seemed like yesterday was trending that all three were playing. You can tell by my friends in the desert and how this line is moving now up to 3.5. I would venture it goes higher and higher in the Cavs' favor. They believe everyone is playing, so it's a lot of good. It's a lot of good signs for the wine and gold.
A little over your friends in the desert.
What?
Little over them.
Andrew Berry this morning,
Johnny,
says he books with my friends in the
Dr.
desert.
Dr. Boombots, I'm not trying to upset anyone out there. Not trying to end up like any of Joe Pesci's characters in Martin Scorsese films.
Well, the casino one was clearly the worst way to die out of all the ways that Pesci died.
Because he wasn't dead when he went in the hole. That's why it was
I mean, obviously, like you can be blindsided when you think that you're going to be a made man, and that's fine. You're just dead then. Lights out. Exactly right. But when you get buried alive, probably not great.
Yeah, that's so I don't want that. Just so we're clear, that's not what I want. But our friends in the desert have made the Cavs an overwhelming favorite the first two games. The second one bugged me more than anything. The first one was rightful. The second one, you were without three of your best players. That was in doubt. It was very unlikely. And they were still, what, a 6-point favorite by the time the game went to
It was
to
a five. Off? It got down to a 5-point favorite, which is actually where the line sits currently right now. The Cavs are 5-point favorites.
Oh.
It has climbed up. Yesterday when we talked to Daryl, or sorry, 2 days ago when we talked to Daryl on Wednesday, the line was 1.5. And now, as you've seen better and better reports coming out about what the Cavs are going to be able to offer up, we are now 5-point favorites tonight. My friends in the desert believe a smackdown is happening this evening.
I want that. I need that. I want that. I need that. I need a smackdown.
Do you want that?
I
need that.
I want it. Need it. Gotta have it. Right? Like the Cold Stone.
I was gonna say.
Love it. Like it. I don't know. Really love it.
Gotta have it.
Wasn't one of them like really love it? I don't know. The point is, all of those, all the Cold Stone sizes of things tonight. I need them to show it, though, right? We're back to proof of concept. The Cavs have to prove that they can beat the Pacers tonight. I think they can. I believe they will. But I'll believe a smackdown. Cavs by 25. But I believe a smackdown when I will see the smackdown.
It just gives you so much hope, though. You know, I mean, because for the first couple games, we wondered who was actually making the calls on this. We didn't know if Darius was going to be able to, even if he wanted to, be able to put himself in the game. Like, there's been a lot around this. And the fact that they're going to be out there, at least it seems like at least Darius is going to be out there. How do you not feel great?
Because there's a part of me that wonders if the Cavs are still playing the game. Right? If the Cavs...
You think this is gamemanship now, too?
I worry about it. Yeah, how could you not?
Well, it is just a report from Shams. It's not as if Atkinson himself came down and said that it was good to go.
It's not as if Wode said it.
Well, I mean, we can... I was going to make a Schefter bomb joke, but we can't have 3 straight days of Nagasaki jokes.
I didn't know if we were going to go... They were going to have to revert to like Bill Hurley? Bob Hurley? What's the other Hurley?
Dan Hurley.
That crazy bastard. I didn't know if we were going to get into that as well.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I don't need...
Am I allowed to have that fear, though? Because this will piss me off.
You're right, though, in that we wouldn't have that fear if it was Woj.
If
Woj had said it, we'd be like, I guess he's playing. But Shams, who's the best NBA insider in the game, he says it, and we're not as confident.
Well, I think it's because there's not a war going on, right? Like when Woj or Shams had it, there was something about that war of getting it right that I trusted that their competition made it more right. Now, there's not the pressure to get it as right. There's not the pressure to not be played by an agent because who's going to scoop you? Yeah. I almost said somebody's name and it was going to be wildly offensive to that person unintentionally.
I mean, but this isn't LeBron going to play in Miami. You know what I mean? Like this is a big.
This is huge.
It's big, but it isn't that level big. It isn't. I mean, like Shams doesn't have to put this out there. It's not going to make or break his day.
I'll tell you what it will. If Shams is wrong about this and Darius doesn't play, I will never fully trust a Shams report again.
Well, yeah, if he's wrong about it, that's why. But I mean, how many times has Shams been wrong? It's been like I can count on one hand. I can count on one hand the amount of times he's been wrong.
I can count 12. I can't give you specific instances.
The gamemanship attached to this means that the Cavs would be way inside their head trying to play everybody if that was the case.
Yeah, I mean, the Cavs. So the Cavs organization, maybe this is just game three energy. I'm ramped up, a little nervous, good
vibes. I think you're still a little scared about what Chris had to say with us yesterday.
Yeah, no, Chris put this giant kernel of doubt of like, yeah, I don't expect any of those three guys to play. So then...
That should alarm you only because Chris is around these guys every single day. Shams, I don't know the last time he's seen Garland, Hunter, or Mobley, and I can promise you this, he hasn't seen them since they've been injured.
And there's another part of me, so even if it's not gamesmanship, there's the other part that begs the question, how healthy really is Darius?
Like, that's something we need to be focused in on, right?
Is this decoy Darius, or are we going to get a guy that can drop 25 points tonight and help create?
So I, at this point, would bet a lot of money he does play. But I would take Chris's words as truth and gospel in the idea that he's not going to look right. Now, I do think DeAndre Hunter will look back to normal because apparently his swelling has gone down and it seems like everything's all right there. But between Garland and Mobley and some of the stuff Chris had to say about Mobley not being able to walk on Tuesday, I mean, how do you not think that's alarming?
So the big concern specific to Darius is how effective can he really be, right? So like our question that we're going to throw out to you guys to start the show, 216-474-0092, is how does Darius playing tonight, if this Shams bomb is correct, how does Darius playing tonight impact your expectations? And the reality is, if you could tell me he's 100%, Cavs by 25. If you could tell me he's 80%, I'm still going to give the Cavs the chance to win. It's just not knowing makes when all of a sudden Vegas has already started to be doubtful. And
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
My mind, like Shams will be if he gets his report wrong, all of a sudden I'm a 5-point favorite when you're down 0-2 on the road.
Did you see the Boston series? Do you see the Boston series for Saturday night?
No.
They're 3.5-point favorites.
See, I don't love this. What are we basing that off of?
I think they're basing it off of... I think they're giving the Celtics and the Cavs a lot of regular season respect.
So...
And us watching them and seeing them do it for 5 months and not just taking two games and wiping that away.
Is it the back against the wall argument, potentially?
I just think in both instances, and I think the Celtics apply to this the same way the Cavs apply to it, both teams have shot horrendous from the outside in the two games. Both teams have reasonable... Like you can go down different roads for how they got there for both losses. That shouldn't happen again. And I think there's belief in watching those two teams be the best teams in the East that makes you think, okay, they're going to get right back up on that horse and they'll be all right.
So how does Darius then playing tonight, if this report is true, how does that impact your expectations?
I mean, it's huge. I think Darius at 70%, 80%, I don't care what percentage it is going to be better than Ty Jerome shooting 1-for-14. Is he not?
The Jerome slander bugs me.
We have to account for it.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong, but he is playing.
Like, not even a net negative. Like, what about the worst output you could have from someone that Darius is stepping in? And again, if that's 70%, if you had 70% of Darius, if you had 40% of Darius in game 2, you win that game.
There is a part of me that thinks the Darius benefit. I made the point of 25 points. Can he shoot, 40% from 3? Those things are icing on the cake in this game. To me, it's, can he facilitate for everybody else? Because that, I actually think the impact is double. You get everybody else some shots, and it just takes pressure off Ty.
For sure. And even on top of that, too, I don't expect Darius to be driving to the hole the way that we typically see him do. I do expect him to be a slower version of Darius. But if the guy that you're replacing and the role that you're trying to replace, and the reason why the Cavs lost by a point, Nick, it's not like they lost by a million. You lost by a point. Is replacing Ty Jerome and that low output that he gave in game 2, then we're sitting in the driver's seat, I would imagine.
216-474-0092. How does Darius playing tonight impact your expectations? There's a few. We'll tell you kind of what we have set up for today's show. I would like to point out how there's something going on social media right now that is just really annoying me as we're starting the show, because I am amped up for game 3. I'm excited for game 3.
Trying to be Switzerland on Shedeur Sanders, but is the hype train going?
No.
Okay.
It's how people say, hey, just so you know, training camp videos don't matter. And every person who says that is now putting out training camp videos while you and I are talking.
You were in the training camp videos don't matter club.
Yeah, I know, but you don't see
Berea posting photos right now.
But like,
you would though. If we were there, you would be.
God bless Kenny. Ken's got a picture of Dylan Gabriel. Sorry, got a picture of the quarterback saying Dylan Gabriel really throw gas, or really does throw gas. Say, like, what are we doing here?
Right? He throws gas.
We can't diminish the conversation of none of this matters. And then, oh hey, by the way, can I get my 15 likes on a video about I wish there was a different quarterback, because I'm either going to say Dylan and it's going
to
sound like
Ken standing
Kenny
next to Dylan Gabriel would do more likes.
I do. No, I want to know that. Yeah.
Isn't Ken like 6'5"?
Ken and I think are the same height.
You're 6'4".
Yeah. I think we're the same height.
So you're both 6'4"? I'd get the same output if you stood next to him.
Yes.
And if Ken stood next to him. Well, I need that photo.
It's all I really want to know.
I need the Altuve Aaron Judge photo, but it'd be a sports radio host and our starting quarterback in the city.
I stood next to Danny Shelton, and Danny claimed to be 6'2". No way in hell. But Danny was like 6'1", and he weighed like 340 pounds. And it would look like DeJuan Jones standing next to Wyatt Teller in camp 2 years ago. That's how I look next to Danny.
Have any of the players...
Me or Ken next to Dylan Gabriel, it'll look like there's a Smurf standing next to you.
Have any of the players ever been like, where'd you play ball?
I got that on the street today, and I had to tell him, no, I was a loser.
You got it on the street today?
Yeah, there's an older guy. He's an older guy. He just basically needed some help walking across the street, because I think he was afraid to walk across the street, so I walked with him.
Yeah.
And he's like, where'd you play football? And I was like, in my mind.
And then walked off?
No, because he's like, no,
you
seriously.
Had a nice convo. Yeah, you had a nice convo.
He's like, no, but seriously. I was like, I wanted to play Bowling Green, but I didn't play Bowling Green. I didn't even play in high school. 216-474-0092. I'm going to shock you, old man. I'm helping walk across the street. Didn't get a lot of love, okay? Turns out hypersensitive ADHD children and football coaching didn't jive well together.
That was Antonio Brown's excuse.
Yeah, well. Also, my excuse with women. Chris Jimenez, Guardians. Not now. I got a wife. She's awesome. Chris Jimenez, Guardians TV analyst, coming up at 2:40. Kevin Stefanski's press conference, allegedly, at 3. We've got Kirk Heelan, NBC Sports, coming up at 3:20. At 4:20. Plenty to get to with the Cavs, with mini camps. Again, none of those videos matter, but make sure to retweet and like everyone and make your own inferences on them. But how does Darius Garland playing tonight impact your expectations and confidence in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?